There's another verse there. I hope you can pray this morning. Sometime, I love that song. I didn't realize for a while Brother Lonzo wrote that. Brother Lonzo Mosley wrote that song. And loved to hear. First time I ever heard Brother Lonzo, and I heard him sing it, I fell in love with that song. And there's a great message. And sometime in the poets, when they write, there's great sermons sometimes is preached in songs. And the Bible says, when we sing, sing with the Spirit. And when you pray, pray likewise. And all that we do when we preach, it must be with the Spirit. And all things we must do by the Spirit of the Lord. Now this morning, I'm just a man, and I have to wait upon the Lord. And if it pleases Him to bless me, Brother David, well, it'll be all right. I'll follow along and try my very best. But I don't know the mind of the Lord this morning. I've never been His counselor, but He's been mine all through my days. I've trusted in Him, and I believed in Him to the saving of the soul. These brethren has preached unto you the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way from this earth unto the glory world. Jesus made it very plain and said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And by me, if any man will enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. There's rest in the Lord. You see, in the world there is no rest. Brother Jim, in this world we just have trials and tribulations. Seem like one trouble, then another, just a little season of peace, and here come another problem. Do you have problems in your life? Well, I'm going to tell you, I know plumb blank, as the old brethren used to say, Brother Garland Mullins used to say, I know plumb blank that what I go through, you go through also. And we find in the Bible here that He said that there's no temptation taken man, but that such is common unto man. So we're all in the same body, brethren. We're all in the same world. And we all are tempted and tried in this world. As man, he said, was born of a woman, is but a few days and full of troubles. He come forth like the flower, and he's cut down. He flee like a shadow and continue not. Man, man here is soon like the flower that comes. He said, as the flower bloom, the flower fades, and then the grass withereth. Where is man? Yesterday, listen, he said, I hear him saying in his blessed word here, remember the Lord in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw not nigh, or the year will come when thou shalt say that I have no pleasure in them. While the mourners go about the street. Friend, when the grinding is low, talking about the team, when they look out on the windows and they are dim, brother. Man's going bang to the dove from which he came from, brethren. I listened and he said, wherever the silver cord shall be loosed and the golden bow shall be broken at the fountain, brother. Then shall man go back under the dung from which he came from. For dust thou art, and the dust thou shalt return. Friend, the day then shall man go to his long home. Where is your long home this morning? Where have you chosen for your soul to dwell forever and forever? Brethren, I feel I was like little Mary. Brethren, made the good choice. that will never be taken away. Whosoever believeth on the name of Jesus Christ hath eternal life abiding in him. That life is in his son today. I don't have life in myself, brother. I can't raise the dead. No, brother, I didn't have the power to say unto the sin, remove away from me. No, but I believed in one that rose the dead. I believed in one that had the power, the brethren, to say unto the blind. One day Jesus was walking by, brethren. There he was, a little man crying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me, brethren. And this is what you need to do. It don't matter what the world says. It don't matter what people's telling you. But be like the little blind man when they told him, you keep your peace over here. Don't you be making so much noise, brother. But he cried the louder, brother. I declare today, it don't matter what people say. I want to go to heaven, friend. Friend, and he cried the louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus, son, come to him and said, what will you that I would do unto you, Lord, that I might receive my sight? And immediately, brother, he touched his eyes, and he can see. I want you to know, brother, when Jesus touches you, though your eyes is blind to be seen, though your ears are deaf to hear, there's a God in heaven that's standing at your heart's door this morning. Will you open up the door and let the Son of Righteousness come in? He'll come in, friend, as he has promised. I'll come into you. I'll take up my abode in you. I'll go no more out. I and my Father will come in, and we'll come to live with you. We'll come to stay. We'll bear you on eagle's wing. I'll bear you, and you will be the apple of mine eye. I love the field this morning. I'm the apple of his eye this morning. God, have mercy this morning and bless the poor, brethren. I declare he died for the poor. Who was he talking about? Was he talking about poor and rag? No, brethren. It was poor in spirit. That's whom the Lord, he said, I look unto him as of a poor and a contrite spirit. Well, I look, saith the Lord. Brethren, I was poor, I was contrite. When I called upon him, I called upon the Lord, and he heard me, brother, and he delivered me out of a horrible pen. He took my feet and set them upon this little narrow path that I've been walking. I've been walking in the way of the Lord. How do you know which way you're going? There's a light. There's a light shining, brother. And he said, brother, in the path of the light, that light lamp is lit, brother. In the path of the righteous, shine more and more unto a perfect day. I'm looking for that perfect day, Brother John. I've never seen heaven, brother. I felt the witness from heaven, brother. But I've never been there, Brother Lana. But I've got a hope in me, the hope of glory this morning. I expect him to come. He promised me, brother. He said, I promise you, if I go away, I'll come again, and I'll receive you unto myself. That just where I am, there you may be also. Friend, he said, said, if ye believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you that. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again. And where I am there, you can be with me. Where's the if today, brother? I read of the Lord himself. One day, brother, there was a cloud came. You hear him talk about getting on the planes and flying. I want to tell you, brother, in that morning, Jesus raised his blessed little arms up, brother, and there was a cloud waiting for him. And he entered in the cloud, and there was men standing round about. Oh, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that is taken away shall return in like manner. He's coming the same way. He's coming on a cloud of glory. How's he going to come, brother? A King of kings and Lord of lords. They're not going to take him back upon the mountain called Golgotha. They're not going to crucify my Lord again. No, he said, the heavens and the earth is going to pass away. When he returned, brother, he said he'd roll him back as a great scroll, and every eye's going to see him, every knee's going to bow. You might say, I've got too much pride, I'm not going to bow to God. You're going to bow, friend. You're either going to bow now or you're going to bow later. Why don't you bow now and he make preparations to get on the cloud, brother, and ride on that beautiful cloud? Where's it going to, brother? Jesus has got a place prepared for you before the foundation of the world. There's a place for you, friend. Listen, friend, today. And if you don't make it preparations here, you're not going to make none after death. For there's no device in the grave whereby man can work while it's day. Of when night comes, no man can work. I've often thought, friend, men puts off tomorrow what you can do today. Let's wait again. Let's wait till tomorrow. That's what the devil wants you to believe, friend. You're going to live to be old. Friend, I've seen many of my classmates. They have died and went away. When I was young, brother, I seen them go the way of all the earth. Friend, today you got no promise of tomorrow. Work while it's day. When night comes, no man can work. You can only call upon the Lord when he's calling to you. No man can come to the Father except by me, and no man can come to me except my Father which sent me. Draw him this morning. Listen. Who's he going to draw this morning, Brother Lon? He said, I stand all the day long with my arms stretched out unto all nations, kindred and tongue and people, and he's a calling unto them. Come unto me, all ye ends of the world, and be saved, for I'm God, and beside me there is none other, or there's no other foundation can any man lay but that which is already laid, the apostles and Jesus Christ, and Jesus being the chief cornerstone, brother. What kind of a cornerstone
are you talking about? Every man builds a house, but except God build the house. They that labor, labor in vain. So if you build a house today upon the foundations of some man, that's the reason it's so fearful, friend. Don't you listen to what people tell you. You better get on your knees, friend. You better call upon the Lord for yourself. And when you get saved, friend, when the Lord sends His Spirit in and He lifts you up, then you're going to know, friend, that you know. They're going to know why. Because the Spirit's going to make manifest that you are in the body of Christ. Oh, no other foundation can no man lay. Build upon that foundation. Listen, when He said, I liken them unto a wise man that dug down deep, my brother. What did he dig, brother? Where was he going to dig upon? Listen today, friend. We're in the mire and the clay. It's a type of sin. Except you come down in your heart, friend. And believe from the heart. That form of doctrine that was once delivered unto the saints. That doctrine is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. No other foundation can no man lay. He said the stone which the builders rejected became the head of the cornerstone. He's a cornerstone today. He's a rock in a weary land. The old writer of old said, He's my high tower. He's my rock in the weary land. He's my shelter when the storms come and the rain beats against your house. He said, I liken them unto that wise man built his house upon the rock, and the storms came and the rains beat against his house. He said the house fell not. And one scripture said that it didn't even shake, my brother. So if it never fail, if it never shook, brother, it must be a sure foundation this morning. But if you build your house upon the sand, if you build your house upon some man, every man's work is going to be tried. And that by far, brother, if you have good works, friend, it's going to get you into the glory world. What kind of good works is then? This is the work of God, that you believe upon Him whom I sent, friend. That's all you got to do, is believe upon Him whom I've sent.
Preach it to him, Brother Junior.
How can you believe? How can you believe upon Him whom you've not heard? How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sin? As it is written, Brother Ronnie, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel and bring good tidings of great joy. Friend, but if you've heard today, and if you've not heard by my mouth or one of these brethren's mouth, there was an angel flew one time. You're going to hear, friend. He said, they all have heard of me, from the least unto the greatest. John saw the angel fly in the midst of heaven, friend. And he said he had the everlasting gospel to preach to those that dwell upon the earth, to every nation, to every kindred and tongue and people. I'm glad, brother, that the Gentile was not let out. But when the time of the fooling of the Gentile was, God returned to them old Jews that didn't make it, brother. And some say now, Brother Junior, that's going to happen here today. Now, friend, that happened in the 10th chapter in the book of Acts, brother, when the time of the Gentile was fulfilled and they came in, my brother. There was many, listen, that day when old Cornelius cried, He'd been a praying, he'd been a crying, and his arms had come up for a memorial before the Lord. And the Lord sent Peter down there. Peter, you'll go down there. No, God, Lord, I don't have nothing to do with them Gentile people. No, brother, when God saves your soul, brother, he puts a love in there. You love everybody. You love your enemy. You love everyone. It don't matter what color his skin is. No, the Jews didn't have no dealing with a Gentile. But God showed him in a vision, brother. There was a net that was needed at the four corners. And there was let down to him. Listen, in all manner, a four-footed being and foul in the air within there. Creeping thing. What was they? What was he talking about, brother? These nations was reckoned as beasts. Even Israel was reckoned as a heifer, brother. It recognized these nations as beasts. Though some of them was unclean, brother, God was showing them to Peter. God is no respected person. But in every nation, he that feareth God in work of righteousness is accepted with him this morning. And Peter went down to the house of Cornelius. Down there, a man had been a praying. And Peter took six brethren with him. He went into the house, and old Cornelius bowed down, brethren, at his feet. And Peter took him and said, "Stand up. I'm a man also. Don't you look unto me, brethren. I'm just a man like you. Listen. What did Cornelius say? What have you got for me? Other words, I was sent down here. Now listen," he told him his experience and told him how he'd been a praying. And as Peter was speaking unto him, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. And they, brethren, began to speak with tongues and magnify God. When Peter said, "Who can forbid water, seeing these have received the gift of the Holy Ghost as well as we from the beginning, brother?" When was the beginning? On the day of Pentecost. That's when it all began, brother. But the time of the fullness of the Gentiles had come in there, brother. And there was many a Jew that still didn't believe, and God provoked them to jealousy because of the Gentile come in. And that old nature of the Jew and the Gentile had come to a place where love had crossed all bounds, and love had settled it all. Love has settled it in my heart this morning, friend. I don't know, you may not love me, but I love you. You may hate me, but I'm going to love you. You may do evil unto me, but I'm going to do good to you. The Bible says to render good for evil. Render good for evil, friend. And I declare, if God be for you this morning, who can be against you? He wants Jesus standing with his arms stretched out. And I know God has sent a message to someone's heart here today. Yeah. Repentance. There's a lot of hard doctrine we can get into here and we could preach out. But you know what? What did Jesus die for? He died for the sin of the whole world. He died that you may live, friend. He's got one thing important. You must be born again. Yeah. Not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. What Word is that, brother?
Jesus Christ.
That is Jesus Himself, yes, brother. Sir. That is Jesus Himself, the living Word that John said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth, brethren. For God had anointed him. God had anointed him with the joy, brethren. God anointed him with this grace, brethren, that he brung forth into this world to give unto whosoever will could have this anointing upon him, could have this great anointing. What anointing is it, brethren? It's the Holy Ghost this morning, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, full of grace and truth. If you want it today, come unto him with a broken heart. Call upon him while he may be found and seek him while he's near. He's nigh unto every man. He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of praise. God wants you to come and give him praise and glory and honor. Like when Peter went down to Cornelius' house, Peter was a great man. But when Cornelius fell down, immediately Peter told him to stand up. I'm just a man. On the day of Pentecost, when the man with arms and these crooked ankles and legs, he begged alms. And when the Lord, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. And immediately his ankle bones received strength. And they wanted to praise Peter and them. But he said it was not by our might or by some miracle that we had done, but by that man Jesus whom you crucified. It's by him and by his name does this man have this soundness in him. If you want soundness in you today, get Jesus to come in, and he will if you will. But it's more than just believing from the head and confessing with the lips. You must believe from the heart and confess with thy mouth, and thou shalt be saved. And it's harder to do that because the old natural man, he don't want to give up, brother. The old natural man here is full of pride. It's hard for him to get down low and bow and come to the place that he's willing to give up his life. God told Israel, he said, what is the first commandment?
Love.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord.
Yeah.
The loving with all your heart,
amen,
soul, mind, and strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. And on such the second death, or the second is likened unto the first, that you love your neighbor as yourself. We might say, who is our neighbor? Who is your neighbor today? Well, it's not the man that lives next to you. I'm going to tell you. The Bible says your neighbor is he that doeth the will of God. That's who your neighbor is, brother.
That's right.
Sing, brother. I'm...
Sing.